Hensley gives Dorsey material for defense. The Atlanta Journal, Tuesday, the 14th of October, 1913, page 20, column 4. Frank Juror attacked, confers with Solicitor Ladder due here Wednesday. According to dispatches from Valdosta, Solicitor General Hugh M. Dorsey and his assistant E.A. Stevens will leave that place for Atlanta Tuesday night. The solicitor refuses to state whether or not he will be ready on Saturday for the argument of Leo M. Frank's motion for a new trial. The solicitor and his assistant have devoted their entire time to working on the voluminous motion and will continue after their return to Atlanta. However, so many points are involved in the defense's motion and the work of answering them is so tedious that it would be surprising if the solicitor asks for still more time. He was in conference Saturday with A.H. Hensley, the juror upon whom the defense has centered its strong attack, and through Hensley, the solicitor is said to have secured a number of important affidavits, the contents of which he is guarding zealously. C.D. Goebel writes, "He heard Hensley's attack from Ensley a la, comes a letter from G.D. Goebel to the Journal, in which he declares that he can corroborate the affidavit of Mr. Lehman, who swears that juror A.H. Hensley made remarks to him on a train before the trial, showing that he, Hensley, was prejudiced against the man on whom he was to pass judgment. The writer of the letter says that Mr. Lehman cut Hensley short by saying that he would rather not discuss the case. Then Hensley turned to me, Goebel says in the letter, and said, I would like to get a chance to hang that man." It is expected that before the Frank motion for a new trial is again called, additional cumulative evidence in the form of affidavits and depositions will be filed by the defense against Hensley. It is also continually reported that a third juror will be attacked before the actual argument of the motion commences, although the report cannot be verified. Court attaches Tuesday declared that they were confident that the argument of the motion will not be further delayed, despite the immense amount of work Solicitor Dorsey has to put on it. The criminal court docket is in such a congested condition, they declare, that it is not believed that the Frank motion can much longer delay the change of judges, which will allow routine sessions of the courts.